Monique Billings, Atlanta Dream forward with a Sikkim 365 radio. The news that Nikki Collin is the new head coach of the Baylor women's basketball team. And Monique, I talked to Kalani, and she told me that she just hadn't been there long enough. And plus, last year's season was such a different deal with COVID and all that. And Odyssey hadn't been there long either. You've been there all 3 years that Coach Collin has been there. Can you kind of describe her, who she is?
Yeah, no, Coach Collin is very fiery. She's a fiery coach. She coaches with a lot of passion. She has deep love for the game, and she's the type of coach where what really stood out to me when she had drafted me was she said, I won't let another coach or just I won't let anyone outwork me. She said, I'm going to work on being my best every day just by putting in the work, and you guys are going to see me put in the work. So I have a lot of respect for her and the work that she has put in these last 3 years that I've been with her, and just her being intentional to do that.
What's been the reaction of your teammates with the news that she's leaving for Waco?
I mean, everyone is really excited for Coach Nikki, just because we understand that, one, it's a business, and two, when an opportunity comes up, when another door opens, like, you got to walk through that door. So our team has been very supportive of Coach Nikki, and we know that it's hard for her. She's a feeler. She was on a Zoom call with us, and you could tell she's emotional. So I know it's not an easy decision for her, but very excited for her and just the new chapter that she's about to embark in.
You were a part of college basketball at UCLA, and Baylor has been an elite, as you know, with Coach Mulkey. She's now at LSU, so you understand the standard, I'm sure, at Baylor. And I'm not sure you might have even played against them when you were at UCLA. What is Baylor getting, and your thoughts about what standard they have now and what Coach Nikki Collin can do for them?
Well, they have a coach that has coached at all levels. So Coach Nikki has coached at in college before, and her just leaving the pros, she has coached at all levels, so she's going to be able to get the Baylor Lady Bears and make sure that they are pro ready. They're going to be a pro level team because they have a pro level coach.
What about her as far as her style, about how offensively the X's and O's, and obviously the WNBA is different in a lot of ways than college basketball, although college basketball, the game is changing.
Yeah, I would say Coach Nikki knows how to put the right pieces in the right place. She's very much so like an X's and O's coach. She specializes in just drawing up game-winning plays and special situations, and it's been really exciting just being able to be coached by her for these last 3 years.
She was the WNBA Coach of the Year in 2018, and then a couple of years have not been good. I know there's been some change, the ownership change, which has been well documented. Obviously, Chris Cienko's gone, the general manager. Is it just been things have not gone well? Has it just been kind of a combination of last year of COVID and the way the season was kind of interrupted a little bit as well? How about that?
Yeah, probably just all of it, honestly. Every year is different. So you might have the same pieces, but they just might work differently in different seasons and different years. So it's a lot of moving parts, a lot of just changes, as you had mentioned, and a lot of adjustments.
If you're a Baylor player, and it seems as if a majority, a big chunk of them are going to stay, and they were waiting for the news on who this would be, a young lady that's transferring from Alabama, Jordan Lewis, is going to keep her commitment to Baylor as well, and there were thoughts that maybe the roster could have a lot of attrition. What would you say to them about what they expect and what she's going to do for them?
Be a sponge. Pick her brain. Ask hard questions. She's coached at every single level. She has connections with probably everybody, so it's like, learn. Why not just learn from someone who's been around the best, someone who holds themselves to being the best that they can be? Be a sponge.
So you were on the Zoom call. What was the reaction from the player? You mentioned that she was emotional, but is everybody, like you said, is it happy but sad at the same time because you hate to see her leave?
Our mentality is just next man up. So definitely excited for Coach Nikki, but we're just focused on our mission as a team. We're really just focused on what we're building, the pieces that we have, and nothing's changing or wavering from that.
You mentioned her fire, that the passion, and I've kind of watched a couple of things online. Do you have a favorite moment with her? Maybe one of those moments you can share, maybe a little fiery moment, or is there just a lot of them?
There's so many of them, but it's funny when I watch film and I go back. So after a game, I'll go and watch film, and watching her reactions on the baseline, like if I make a good move or have a good play, just seeing her reactions, her jumping up and down, and just her movements of excitement, that gets me excited. So I would say those are the fiery moments that I will definitely miss the most.
We're talking again to Monique Billings. She plays Atlanta, the Dream. Anything in particular you could share about something with her that talks about what she is as a mom, as a coach, as a person, with somebody that cares?
Yeah. No, I would say care is the right word to describe Coach Nikki. She's very empathetic. She understands, and I think that is because she is a mother, that she has that sensitive side. You know, she is fiery, but she also has that compassionate side where she cares about us so much as humans before basketball players.
Baylor fans are pretty spoiled because of how good they've been now for the last 21 years. What can you say to the fans at Baylor about Nikki Collins?
Coach Nikki has very high standards, so y'all are in great hands. I wish I could go get some eligibility back so I could go back to college and play with her or play against her, but no, Baylor's in great hands. I think the legacy will only continue on.
Monique Billings, again, she's a forward with the Atlanta Dream. We appreciate all your time on Coach Nikki Collins, the new head coach at Baylor. This is Sikkim 365 Radio.